Let's get on the food truck craze. Let's enjoy the outside during the summer with Chunky's Tacos Food Truck. Join us live in our Maryville studio as we visit with Eric and Gabrielle, owners and operators of Chunky's Tacos, located wherever they can find a curb. Call in and ask your chunkiest, tacoist food truck question, 769-9577, and win a gift card from Chunky's Taco and Chef Nick's Eatery of Winfield. Tune in this Friday at 3 o'clock on 89.1 FM for another episode of Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick, for an hour of tasty tacos. Chime in and join the fun on Lakeshore Public Radio, WLPR. Ciao. Alegría Macarena, tu cuerpo para dar la alegría y cosa buena. Darle a tu cuerpo alegría Macarena. Support for Let's Eat comes from Bombs Natural Foods. More than just supplements, Bombs offers massages, ion cleanses, a juice bar, and an educated staff for all of your questions. Bombs Natural Foods, with locations in Maryville, Highland, and BombsNaturalFoods.com. Program consideration comes from Lithographic Communications. Lithographic Communications, located in Munster, has been providing both printing and mailing services locally since 1988. More information is available at 219-924-9779. NIPSCO supports Lakeshore Public Radio because a little information can be a huge help. Sign up for NIPSCO alerts to receive updates on your account, including power outage status updates via text, email, or phone. Learn more at nipsco.com/alerts.
It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Oh, I love those horns. I don't know what it is about it. It's just like that. It's great. I grew up with it.
Yeah.
Earth, Wind, and Fire like that.
Oh, of course. Of course.
You know, years ago.
Yeah.
How you doing, Sharon?
Good. How are you? I actually saw Earth, Wind, and Fire with Chicago at the United Center. I saw them at Ravinia as well.
You know, I'm going to tell you where I seen them, and it's going to probably make everyone in Northwest Indiana cry.
Poplar Creek.
No. Why would they cry in Northwest Indiana over Poplar?
I'm just saying, you know?
The Star Theater.
Oh.
You had to bring that up. I knew it.
You had to go and do it.
You know, you were all nice and dry and everything, you know, even though it's hot out. Now you got tears all over your face.
I know. What are you doing to me?
And stuff like that. So how's it going, Sharon?
It's good. It's good.
What's going on in the neighborhood except all this, like, crazy heat?
Did you ever send your kid to camp when you were kids?
Never.
When they were younger?
No.
Yeah, Indiana Dunes State Park is offering nature-related day camp for kids. 6 to 11 total, but they're doing the 9 through 11 session coming up this week, the 22nd through the 26th. And if you want more information on that, you look at the DNR website. DNR.in.gov, to be exact.
Yeah, I was a
Space is limited, though.
I was a crybaby. I would never went to camp.
I lasted one day at day camp. Uh-huh. I just did not like it.
We just invite all the kids over to our house. My wife
better.
Loves that. Opens up the pool, and we become the day
I had a pool. And why do you need to go to camp?
And then you got a restaurant, so they feel like you got a concession stand for them, too.
I had a restaurant, too. My parents did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone came.
You would get along great with my parents.
I'm sure. I've already talked to your mother.
You guys would talk restaurant.
She said she wants a job cooking on the grill with me.
She could do it. She totally could do it. She'd be a good waitress. My mom was a career waitress.
Was she?
Yeah. Rose, her name is. She was really sassy.
She still is. It is so hot out.
It is so hot in the kitchen. Yeah. Oh, really? What's the temperature too?
And I'm sure it's hot in these food trucks too. We're gonna have a food truck on here really soon here.
Yeah.
But they look nice and dry, like they got good air conditioning in there, or they're walking around with fans on their hats that are blowing in their face. I don't know.
Well, we'll hear it from them. We'll see what they have to say about this.
But it is
hot.
And is there anything else going on at the lakes? They got the celebration still going on at the lakes in Hammond?
The Festival of the Lakes.
Yeah, how's that going?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Bad Company.
Didn't three doors down started. That was the first night. That was the 17th.
That's Cynthia talking to us.
Yeah,
that's
who's there
Nelly
now?
Nelly was the first night.
Three doors down was last night.
Bad Company.
That's my
The Roots.
The what? The Roots? And tonight's Bad Company?
Mm-hmm.
Bad Ooh, Company. I remember dancing to them at
Tom Lounges is interviewing them, right?
Are
he's
they?
He's buddies with them.
That's good.
Yeah. He's actually gonna be there with
that was like when I was in seventh grade at Pierce Junior High and we had a dance. That's what the bands played was like Bad Company.
Yeah, that's good stuff. That's the good stuff. I'm a little partial to the 70s and 80s music.
Oh, I am.
You know?
I'm totally an 80s guy.
And my 90s. I like 90s old rock.
That's when I started working a lot, so I didn't listen to any music.
Yeah, I'll educate you.
Listen to the Friars Fry and the Grills Cook. But you know what? 50 years ago, tomorrow, they had the landing on the moon. That's when he took his first step, right?
That's so cool. I hope they show the broadcast. Are they going to reshow that anywhere?
They probably will. I'm sure they will. And I remember it clearly. I mean, clearly. I was like, I just turned 7 because my birthday's in July.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it. It was on TV, little black and white TV. We had foil on the antennas, the whole bit, like you would think.
Oh, so
and then
cool.
afterwards, I went outside. I lived in Aetna. I lived right by the elementary school. And I went outside, and my friend had the binoculars, and we were looking up, and they're telling me how they can see them walking on the moon. And when I grabbed the binoculars, I didn't see anything.
You and all the other kids are out there looking under the binoculars at the moon. That's
but,
cute.
You know, and I just remember that. And now I look back at that, and it's like, wow, what a historic time. But when you're 7 years old, you don't think anything of it.
I wish I would have been here in that time.
No,
I was
you weren't.
Not. I was
you,
not.
You still had a few years to be developed.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't even a thought. But yeah, that would have been so cool.
And I heard Tom Lounge just talking about it today on the radio, and I was like putting it together. I'm like, yeah I remember those days. I remember those memories. They were good memories.
Yeah, I bet they were.
They were real
That's
good
classic.
Memories.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so what do you want to do now?
I think we got, you know what, these guys from Chunky's Tacos, their food truck isn't just like a regular food truck. I think they got jet engines on them, so they go from curb to curb as fast as they could.
Really?
So I got us a Bugatti.
You did?
Yeah, I got a Bugatti. And why don't we walk out there and let's get in it? Because you know what? I got to catch up to them. I think they're all the way out, who knows, in Velpo somewhere.
Where they're at.
Let's get going. You know what? I can't wear sandals when I walk.
I hope
gravel.
This isn't too far away because it's hot out today.
It's okay. I'm in from the kitchen.
Does this thing have an air conditioner?
The wind in your hair. That's air. That's how
it's
it used
like
to be.
It's like hot blow dryer today.
You know what? You get a Bugatti's worth $500,000.
Are you driving this time?
No, you drive. I want to relax. I got to think about all these questions I'm going to ask these people.
This is nice.
Yeah,
it
here it goes.
Did kind of put us in style.
Yes. And I think it's fast enough to catch up. You got it? Is it a
Yeah, we're going.
You got the sticks?
Yeah, here. Wow.
Sharon. Sick. My gosh.
Got a good one here.
There they are. I see them way up there. This big truck with, I think it's like a monkey or something on the side of it.
Okay, we are there.
We're there.
Oh. Awesome.
I'm glad we brought the Bugatti because we would never caught up with those guys.
The thing is fast.
You know what? And we got Eric and Gabby from Chunky's Tacos here in the studio.
Hey.
And they brought us all kinds of food.
That's
and
awesome.
And we're going to find out about food trucks, what they're all about, because that is the craze now. Everyone seems to. I passed three food
That's
trucks
huge.
On the way here from the restaurant to the
You did?
Studio.
Maybe you could get a food truck.
Never. But we want you. We want the people out there to call in 769. I'm being honest. 769-9577. That's 769-9577. And Eric and Gabby have a gift card from their food truck. And I have a gift card for Chef Nick's Eatery. So give us a call, 769-9577. And let's start our interview now. So we have Gabby and Eric from Chunky's Tacos. Can we say it's out of Valparaiso?
You can.
Okay. So you guys are both co-owners, both operate the truck. I'll start with the lady first. Gabby, tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I'm actually from Oaklawn, Illinois. Been around Chicago my whole life and went to school at Valparaiso University, graduated with a digital media degree, and ended up finding myself co-opening this food truck with Eric.
Now that's a...
You're a free spirit.
I know.
Yeah.
What do your parents think about that? Especially all that money you spent on your degree.
Actually, I use my degree quite often,
do
helping
you?
The business. Yeah, I do a lot of the graphic design work for us, and so it actually comes in handy. They did, however, think it was very strange, and they were definitely concerned with me going in on this and being super busy with school.
Mm-hmm.
But
you were doing this as you were going to school?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's ambitious.
Yeah, we both were.
Uh-huh.
So I think that after a while, though, they realized that there was definitely something I can handle, and they were like, go for it.
Eric,
That's
how about
great.
You tell us your little story? Because you guys are so young. Your stories are still little. Yeah. See, I'm so old. My stories are big and crusty. So go ahead. Tell us about your story.
So I was born and raised in Chicago, and I went to the University of Illinois to start, and I transferred over to Valparaiso my junior year, and that's when I actually decided to start a food truck.
Now, what did you go to Valparaiso for?
I graduated with a degree in...
Another graduate.
With electrical engineering.
Wow.
Really?
And now I sell tacos.
Seriously? Oh, wow.
But Sharon, don't we hear the stories all the time, though?
Yeah, we do.
I mean, me and Sharon have done probably 100 people on this show. And it's amazing how many of them are like in fields of construction, engineering.
Yeah.
And they open up...
Medicine, whatever, you name it.
And
lawyers. Next,
and they're opening up breweries or coffee shops and tacos.
Wow.
And food
that's
trucks.
Really cool. So so is this like a permanent thing for you guys then? Or you think you might go into your chosen field someday? Or is this it?
I think this is pretty permanent for me now. I didn't think it would be to start, but we've done quite well. And I've actually used my degree more than I would have liked on the food truck.
You were. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Are you saying you like... You know, like kind of screwed in a light bulb or something like that?
Yeah. 4 years of school for a light bulb.
Well, so, at least you graduated.
So how many,
that's awesome.
So, okay, so you guys were going to school and doing the food truck. How long has the food truck been operating?
This is our fourth year now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so how long were you going to school and also doing the food truck? And then why would you stay in school if you knew you were going to do the food truck?
I was in school a year and a half total while the food truck was... being built and started operating, and I went to school because I'm pretty sure my mom would have hunted me down if I didn't finish. She actually said it in a less nice way.
Yeah. So how did you guys realize that you wanted to do a food truck?
Well, how did you guys meet to realize that you wanted to do a food truck?
So we actually lived in the same dorm, and I realized I wanted to open a food truck.
But they have co-ed dorms at Valparaiso?
They do.
It's by floor.
It's by floor.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just know how Valparaiso University operates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was surprising. It was actually the first year they've ever done that.
Okay.
It was kind of a mess.
But, I had a dorm next door to guys at UNLV.
Purdue,
but that was Vegas,
that.
So.
Oh, yeah. So when I was at my time in U of I, there were so many food options next to campus catering specifically towards students. And then I came to Valpo, and there was a Jimmy John's.
Yeah, that's
and
all there is right
that's
there.
That's it.
Period.
Yeah.
So that hit me pretty hard because there's nothing I'd love more than, you know, spending a night at the library, coming out and getting food at 10 p.m., 11 p.m., and knowing that I'm going to get good food, tasty food, go home, done. And at Valparaiso, that was not an option. So I saw a huge gap in the market. I'm like, wait.
I mean, did you just, like, have an epiphany?
Yeah. It was.
Really?
I was just standing there one day. I'm like, you know what would be perfect? A food truck.
He and likes then, his late night snack.
Yeah, I do.
Well, you know, we got one of your fans here, Kelly. Kelly's the one that introduced us to, told me
yeah,
to give you a
she connected us together on Facebook.
And she just loves Chunky's tacos. Are you getting some stuff here?
Yeah, I've had lots of it. Actually,
so, folks out there, 769-9577, 769-9577, give us a call. We'll send you out some gift cards, and this way you can venture over to Chunky's Tacos.
How did you get the name Chunky's?
There, that's what I was going to say. And you know what? No, you're right. We think the same. We've been doing this forever. But like you said, Sharon, how did you come up with the name? And I don't understand it, really. I mean, is it Chunky's? Is it a person's name, Chunky's Taco? Or
so I know I don't look it now, but growing up until about the age of 11 or 12, I was a little bit of a chunky kid.
Really?
And
really?
My entire family called me Chunky. A lot of my siblings' friends didn't know my real name because they only called me Chunky. And years down the line, when I had this epiphany of I want to start a food truck, I contacted an old family friend that's an artist. And I'm like, hey, I'd like to contract you. Here's my idea. I'm going to sell tacos. You know me. You grew up with me. Just, you know, spitball some ideas. We'll go from there. His very first design was the one that's on the truck.
Okay.
Chunky's Tacos. Wow.
So, Gabby, did you ever do any kind of restaurant work before that?
Nope.
No, this is how about you? Like a busboy or a dishwasher?
I was a server for a year.
Okay.
So I went into this with absolutely no food experience, and my parents weren't that happy. But they didn't try to stop me because they didn't think, you know, we'd get alone.
Your guts is inspirational, though, both of you.
Thank you.
It's very inspirational.
Thanks.
Well, Gabby, what kind of jobs did you do before this? Did you have any other jobs? Or
I really just did it retail.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got used to customer service, how to deal with customers. That's a good starting point.
Honestly, it's helped us so much because not only do people really, really enjoy our food, but they always tell us that, I mean, we're nice.
Yeah.
We're just nice and we're fun to deal
nice,
with.
You were nice when I talked to you on the phone.
Thank you. But but people actually come back to the truck.
Yeah.
It does. And they're like, it's just not even the food. It's the whole experience. Right. You guys are just great. And we try. We work so hard. So it means a lot to us when people actually say that.
Mm-hmm. So, I believe that to be true, too.
How big is your truck, square footage?
It's 8 feet wide, 18 feet long.
Okay. So you're saying that your parents didn't even think that you were going to get a loan or anything like that.
Oh, they didn't even try to stop me.
Right. They just think it wasn't going to happen.
They thought it'd fizzle out almost immediately.
So both of you felt like this is probably your easiest avenue to get into the food service industry. Is that why you went with the truck?
Yes. Yes, that's
so
why.
Yeah. I know it's going to sound rude because there's people out there that are probably thinking about food trucks. What does it kind of cost to start a food truck? Oof. With?
A lot more than you think.
Because of all the equipment that's on there.
Yeah. We tried to do, I did.
I'm not asking about what you pay, what it costs you, but what do you think generally?
By the end of it, when you're actually up and running, you probably spend around $60,000 to $80,000.
Wow.
Yeah, we were a little bit.
But
on
the difference
loan.
Is, I mean, you got a loan, but the difference is you don't pay a rent, really.
Correct.
But you do pay a loan on what you're doing.
Right. So the overhead is definitely much less, but it's hard to gain the public's trust.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a tough a tough hurdle we had to get over.
Because I can understand that. I mean, you know, it's hot out and people got to trust the food, right, Sharon? You can't just...
Yeah.
I have a problem going to some of these carnivals and you go there at 10 in the morning, there's 100 corn dogs in the window at 10 in the morning. You think, oh, that's fresh.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. No.
You know, and that's how it is. But once people, you know, I'm the same way, you know, once you eat somewhere... And it's all a good experience, you're going to just keep on going back because it's sort of like a habit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have any employees? Yeah.
Yes. We currently, outside of us two, have 5 other employees that work on the truck. And we rotate them, and they're all pretty happy to be part of the crew.
Very cool. So what do your parents say now that you're totally successful?
Great question.
Now they're just excited.
Really?
At this point, they're like, keep going. Why one restaurant? You know, do 2, do 3, do 4 food trucks, you know? They've even offered to come down and just help and help push it forward. But I think it's time for them to relax and enjoy everything they worked hard for. And time for me to take care of them. So I really,
Nice.
That's real nice.
That's really
what
nice.
About your parents, Gabby?
Yeah, my parents are super excited about it too. They're like, I honestly didn't expect this to go as well as it did, but you guys have taken this really far, and they're pretty proud of that.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So, what does that look like? Like financially, you're well off. The truck's paid off. That kind of thing.
No, because we keep taking steps forward in hopes of growing bigger and being better.
Okay.
So what time you guys start in the morning?
Give
us an idea of like what your day's like.
So last year we actually did a lot of public hours and several events. And we would typically be open for a lunch shift from 11 to 2 and then a dinner shift from 5 to 8. And obviously we wouldn't be open if we had an event scheduled. But this year we've gotten popular enough to the point where we only open for public or corporate events, as well as private events. So this year we haven't had any sheer public hours. So our schedule is mostly Wednesday to Sunday. We're basically working towards something on the truck, prepping for events, you know, getting supplies.
So are you prepping on the truck?
Yes.
Or do you have a kitchen?
Everything is done on the truck.
On the truck?
That's right.
You have running water and everything?
That's right.
Wow.
So is the equipment a little bit different than a regular restaurant equipment? Is it tweaked a little different because it's on the truck and it runs off of batteries and things like that? Or can I just take my convection oven from my restaurant and just throw it in there and just hook it up? I mean,
yeah, pretty much as long as your hood system can support it. Because most people, what they end up doing is having 2 different circuits on the trucks or, you know, really refiguring the electrical components so that you can have regular restaurant equipment in the truck. So that's really what we're aiming to do, is just build a really nice commercial kitchen on this truck. We're not quite there yet, but in about 3 months, our truck will look really nice.
Oh, so corporate events and parties and things?
Yeah,
so
I do. Yeah, I've been noticing, Sharon, graduation parties. I've been noticing trucks at graduation parties. That's like the new thing.
Surprisingly enough,
I've been to a party where there was a taco truck there, and it was a hit. Yeah. Huge. It was in Oak Park, Illinois. But
We have them in Indiana, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously, we got them right in front of us, but that's awesome. So anybody notable that you've cooked for, that you've done a party for, that you can share? Do you remember?
Other than
don't want to push you on the spot.
The mayor's office in Valpo.
Seriously?
Yeah, they're a big fan of us, so they had us do an event.
John
last
used to be
November.
My boss.
Nice. Yeah. So you're familiar. Yeah. Yeah. The mayor's office really likes us, so they booked us for an event at Town Hall. And I think that was probably the most notable that comes to mind. We are going to do a 50 Cent concert.
Oh, wow.
Really cool.
Yeah, you guys were talking about the venue, actually. And this August 17th, we will be doing the 50 Cent concert. And I want him so badly to eat a taco.
Make sure you have
maybe
a camera
get a picture
there.
Of it and put it on your Facebook page.
So, yes, go ahead.
Cool. Where's he playing?
The Civic Center in Hammond.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
actually, it's at the Pavilion.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. And when is that?
August 17th.
Okay. That should be a good crowd.
Yeah. We're very excited.
Wolf Lake Pavilion?
Yes, that's correct. Nice. Yeah, and we get lanyards and everything, so it's pretty cool.
Wow. So, you know, if there's people out there listening, and it's good to go to the 50 Cent concert.
They can get a chunky taco.
Right. They just got to call 769-9577, get a coupon, a gift card to Chunky's Taco. And one to Chef Nick's Eatery. So people out there that are listening and they're wondering about, because I have a buddy that actually just started a food truck about a year ago. And he's been asking me that I know nothing about it. Did you, when you first started, did it feel like, gosh, are we going to be able to get this done?
It was.
You know, and I'm saying this because I've been going to, because we do a TV thing too. And I went to a food truck operation. We interviewed him and stuff. And I started seeing things, but. Did it seem that way to you? It seemed tough. It's tough to get going, isn't it?
It didn't really hit me until we had bought the food truck and put it into this lot that we were going to start working on it. And I got inside, and it just like a huge wave hit me how much work was ahead of me before we actually even had a single sale. Mm-hmm. And it was like almost a panic attack. It was horrible. And my dad's like, one thing at a time. Let's do the lights. Let's do the plumbing. And we'll worry about selling tacos when we have to worry about selling tacos.
So, Gabby, did you start this venture from the very beginning like he's talking about?
Yeah, pretty much when they brought the truck back to Chicago and we started working on it, or they started working on it, I was there helping with them.
Yeah.
So you guys met at school and just became, like, really good friends?
Yep.
And so how did the conversation start? Like, how did you guys get here? Like, how did you start talking about, well, what are you going to do when you get out of college? Did it go like that or what?
So I kind of just approached all of my closest friends with this idea and see if anyone wanted to be a part of it. And everybody except two people said no. Mm. And actually the third person is my best friend from high school, and he's more of just an investor. Mm-hmm. And that's actually how we ended up getting the loan, is he had a part-time job that was paying him decently well, and he could prove income enough for us to get a loan.
Wow. And then, you know, with the truck, there's a lot more other things going on. I mean, you guys got to have a ServSafe certificate.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So people out there that want to start a truck, you have to go to classes to get qualified, to pass a test so you can serve the food. That's with the health department. And you know what I also noticed is, I couldn't do the truck. Because every town you go to, you have to get a permit, don't you?
It depends on the events, but if you're out of county, almost always.
Always get a permit.
Yep. Yeah.
And if it's a public event.
If it's a public event.
Yes.
So is there any time you don't need a town permit?
When we do private events.
No, that's different.
Yeah.
But say if you went to Crown Point on the square for the taste, you would have to get a permit from
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Yes. And people don't realize this, but food trucks get inspected
harder.
All the time.
All
and harder.
Time.
And just
surprise
they
inspections?
Are. We've had two of those.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So we used to set up at this parking lot at the car wash that we actually set up normally at. And we never thought we'd get inspected there because the health department was aware and everything. And one lovely Tuesday afternoon, they knocked on the door. Like, uh-oh.
Right.
But thankfully, we try to keep everything in order all the time, and it went well. But I don't think people realize how stringent these rules are on actual food trucks. Because I feel like people look at them and they're like, it's more lax, it's a little easier going, it's not really a kitchen or a restaurant, but it really is.
Yeah, well, every time you go into, okay, so you're in Lake County, you got to get a Lake County Health Department permit, correct, right, Gab? Yep. And then if you go into, say, Gary, you got to have your Lake County one, but you got to get a Gary Health Department permit, I think.
Yeah, because Gary does it individually.
So some cities, some places you go to, you got to get like two of them. Yep. And that racks up costs, huh? Doesn't it?
Yep. It does.
So is that like a? I wonder if you could use that as a tax write-off. That's a business expense.
I just know when I talk to these people on these food trucks, they do tell me that they are watched by the health department pretty stringently.
Oh, they know where we are all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had one guy tell me that his kitchen closed down or something like that, and they knew the kitchen closed down, and they approached him right away. Like, where are you going to do your stuff? Where are you going to make your things? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, menu items. Give us, just briefly tell us about all your menu items. What your main features are.
So we do bowls. We call them chunky bowls, and we make our own Mexican rice, and then we top them with your choice of either marinated skirt steak or marinated chicken, mm-hmm, or our veggie mix. And then we like to do it chunky style, which would mean all of our toppings. So that would be onion, tomato, cilantro, cheese, and sour cream, and your choice of salsa. So those are the bowls. We found that those are our favorites through trials of trying a lot of our different combinations. And then we also have tacos. Mm-hmm. So the same goes for the meat with that. So our marinated skirt steak, our marinated chicken, and our veggie taco. And then we have chips and salsa. We do pico de gallo. We do a spicy avocado salsa. And we do a mild tomato-based salsa. And those are all house, everything's house-made, house-marinated.
So do you do any desserts?
We do not.
No dessert. How about, what would you consider side dishes, like the rice and things like that?
Yeah, and the chips and salsa as well.
Okay, so since you're in Valpo, and it's sort of like a trendy place, a lot of restaurants, how about you get hit with, what do you got, gluten-free?
Oh, yeah.
So everything, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I do too at my restaurant.
I'm sure. Everything other than the steak and chicken is gluten-free.
Okay.
And, yeah, the veggie mix is actually vegan if you choose not to get cheese or sour cream on there. So is the rice.
Okay. So do you have – all your shells are corn shells?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
You don't have any flour shells.
No, we are authentic Mexican, so we don't serve flour tortillas.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that.
Or lettuce.
Oh,
which is a lot of people are shocked when they ask for lettuce and tomato on their taco. And like, well, we have cilantro. Because
that's the way that they have the taco.
That's right. Onion and cilantro. Yeah, so we have like styles. We have the traditional, which is onion and cilantro. Chunky style, which is everything that Gabby mentioned. And then we have what we call the gringo style, which is cheese and sour cream.
And what did you bring here for us?
I brought some of the spicy green avocado salsa.
I like that.
Which is
that was good.
It's pureed. And
that can go good with a little vodka. No? Yeah?
I'm interested, Sharon, now.
Don't you think so?
It is Friday.
No, but it's very, very good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can you give us an idea how you blend it? I mean, you don't have to give us your secret recipe, but
I mean, really, it's just avocados and serranos.
That's it. And you get the blend like that.
Yeah, and we puree it, and it becomes like a really frothy cream, mm-hmm, and it's no one expects it.
No.
Ever, because a lot of people expect the green tomatillo salsa, uh-huh, which is the more traditional ones you'll see at restaurants. But my mother makes this.
Okay.
And I love it. And one day my friend was at my place right when the inception of this food truck idea started. And he tried it. And he's like, I don't care what you're selling. You have to sell this.
No, it's good. And I've never had it before.
It's a big hit. It's probably one of like the most notable things from the food truck itself. Some people call it green gold.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to make your mom happy.
Yeah.
Well, is that like, would you consider that one of your signature items?
Yes, I think so. I think you won't find a salsa like this in most other Mexican places.
Okay.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
All right, we're back in the studios here in Maryville.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. Give us a call. We got Sharon Jackson here and me, Chef Nick, and you're listening to Let's Eat. When you park your truck out there, do they give you water? Do you have places to hook up for water and stuff like that? Or is that all up to you? You got, like, in the walls, water tanks? I mean, how do you... You know, so, like the space shuttle, I'm sure they, you know.
We actually have a water tank that we fill up before every event.
Oh, really?
And then we use that water tank.
How many gallons is that?
The water tank itself holds 35 gallons.
Wow. Like a hot water heater, basically, size.
Yeah. So we have a water tank, and then next to it, we have a water heater.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, like, gas, is it all propane?
Yep.
Yeah, most everything, any heated appliances, propane, and all we really have is the rice cooker and a flat top.
Okay.
And then everything else runs off of a single circuit that we connect to a generator or into an outlet.
Oh, so you have both.
Yes.
You? Yeah. Oh, okay. Now, how many people do you think you serve on a good day?
At a good event, we're likely serving 100 people an hour.
Wow.
Something like that.
Wow. Yeah. I wish I could serve 100 people an hour. Not on my own, but yeah. Wow, 100 people an hour.
Yeah, and we're trying to figure out ways to keep it, to make it higher. Because large volume events, they complain about the wait times. And I tell them it's pretty realistic that everyone's going to wait at least 30 seconds just because they take 30 seconds to order.
Right.
So it's not like we can make that any faster. So then what we're going to start doing is have more ordering lines and more people on the truck to just basically make the wait time as close to zero while keeping this quality of our food. Because I don't want to compromise that almost ever. I'd prefer to find more elegant ways to serve the food quicker.
So you're saying you're good. So right now you got one window, but you want to put more windows in.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Big ideas for the future, and hopefully it all works out for us.
So Gabby, since you're the one that does all the internet stuff, how do you get the word out?
Well, we've mostly just been on Facebook. We do have an Instagram, but we've kind of kept that a little bit hush-hush while we were closed for the winter season. And now when we come back for opening a restaurant, we will get back on the social media and really push that forward.
Now, do you go on the media to tell people where you guys are going to be at? Do you have like a weekly schedule that boom, 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 you got to be there? Or is it like every week can be different?
Every week could be different. The only time we really had a schedule was when we were doing lunches and dinners last year. But since we aren't doing any public events other than like bigger public events and private parties, we haven't really posted a schedule.
Okay.
Because you're booked.
Yes.
Yeah.
You think you'll ever...
Word of mouth is crazy.
Word of mouth?
Yeah.
I bet it is.
It is.
That's
it's all about word of mouth. That's what
you
people
guys
trust.
Don't even have to advertise. You can just do...
At events, we'll actually get booked. Like, we'll be doing private parties or a wedding, and then people will come up to us like, are you available this date? I'm like, yes. And they book us. Like, you don't want the prices? They're like, nope, book us.
So
beautiful.
Do they tell you what they want, or you just, how does that work?
We have pretty much a set system. We almost exclusively do all you can eat, and then it's a per-person cost, and we have a setup fee, and we show up, and typically it's 3 hours, and people will eat anywhere from 2 to 3 times in that time.
So, Eric, what's your favorite item? What's your go-to item on your menu?
Something that's currently not on the menu is one of my favorites, actually.
Well,
but if
people are
going to
listen,
you're
going to
put it on the menu?
Yes. Yep. There are things that will be, like Gabby mentioned, added to the menu when the restaurant opens. But currently, my favorite thing on the menu is definitely a chunky bowl with steak and our veggie mix, and then our green avocado salsa.
And how about you, Gabby?
It's yummy.
Yeah, honestly, mine's probably also a bowl, but I get it chunky style, and I like to add crushed chips on top, so you get a little bit of a crunchy factor in there.
Yum.
And what's the biggest seller out there, if I didn't ask you that?
Steak bowls.
Yeah.
The steak bowls, huh?
Yes,
yeah.
The steak to chicken ratio is like
really?
4 to 1.
I gotta try the steak then.
No, I don't get that, because I always thought chicken was the number one seller of everything, almost.
I don't know.
Are they the same price point?
They are not.
Okay. And actually, the steak's more.
Yes.
And you're selling more.
So that's right.
You guys get the winners off?
Yes. Basically, from November until early March, the truck is closed.
And what do you guys do during that time? I mean, if...
So this last year, I kind of just picked up a part-time job. This year...
When the wintertime comes, you come and see me.
Yeah. And this year, we actually were just doing a lot of logistical planning, trying to understand what it actually means to open a restaurant, because opening a truck is significantly easier.
You think so?
Opening it, yes. I'll see about operating and running.
So what's, you know, you're running this truck in, how many miles do you get per gallon?
A better question is how many gallons per mile?
Really? Does it take, does it take that much? I mean,
oh yeah. I mean, I,
you're lucky to get 5 gallons.
Like, it's like 5 to 7 miles a gallon.
Really?
If I had to guess.
Do you do, wow. Now your truck goes to one spot when you prep, right? And then you go out.
Yes.
So what's the furthest point do you go out?
The furthest we've ever driven was actually Evanston, Illinois.
Oh, wow.
And that was quite a trek. My brother does property management up there, and a building owner wanted to book us to feed the entire building. So we trekked up there, and it took us almost 2 hours.
Really? How do you guys know how much food to supply?
I have a formula that hasn't failed me yet.
Really?
Yeah. You're an electrical engineer.
Yeah. Nah, so, it's all numbers.
So, so, Eric, when you run out, you run out? Is that how it works?
Yes, but I feel that if we... Yeah, pretty much. I try not to run out because to me that means there were people still trying to eat and money still to be made.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, I do also feel oddly accomplished when we sell out because to me it means people wanted their food so much mm-hmm. that I had what I thought was an ample amount and they still just ran through it.
Hmm. So when you have stuff left over, what do you do? Do you bring it back?
I have a good night and eat.
And you eat. Do you pretty much plan it where you're pretty much on the button?
Usually we're actually very close to the amount of food that we need. And we've gotten better at gauging, with the years that have gone by. And honestly, a lot of our employees, I give them all the food that's left over. They love it.
We do that with mistakes too at the restaurant. I'm like, oh, you know, hey, Eddie, take the loaded hoagie with you. Cause I wasn't supposed to put, you know, the balsamic dressing on there. Yep. Not with yours.
Yeah.
So.
And always rice. There's always so much rice.
Oh, I love rice though. Yeah. That's the problem. Yeah. Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. Visit Chunky's Tacos. They're got a food truck. They're basically out of Valparaiso, but they do travel around. They do private parties. Give us a call. Ask your chunkiest question that you want and get a gift card. What's your biggest challenge, you think? When you're operating
the truck, for the first 3 years, the truck just was a struggle every step of the way.
We mean like the truck just
physically,
working,
yeah,
maintenance,
everything.
Yep. Did you buy it used?
We bought it very used. It's a 1985.
Wow.
And we bought it, and the only thing that's actually worked since we bought it was the fan in the hood. Everything else we ever.
Oh, it was an original food truck to begin with.
Sort of.
Okay.
It had a hood and a fan, and that's it.
And the
sink, actually, and that's it. And those are the only things in there that remain true to how we bought it. Like everything else, we've replaced entirely.
You guys do fairs? Is that worth going out to a fair? Because they probably want you for the whole time.
Yeah, we try to stay away from that because those long hours are pretty scary for us. And it gets really hot in the truck.
Yeah. That's my next question. How do you deal with hot heat like on a day like today? See, like me, I have a little stool in my walk-in cooler. And I put on the door, you know, this is the cooling center. And I go in there and I sit down sometimes. But how do you guys deal with that heat? You just deal with it?
You just got to be okay with sweating.
Yeah.
And we do try to rotate who's working the grill.
To give
them breathers because it gets pretty brutal in there. Even with fans right at your face, the heat's still unreal.
Those trucks don't have air in there, do they?
No. Some do. You'll see some really big commercial-looking trucks that have all the gadgets. Ours is pretty bare right now, but we plan to install AC by next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just necessary, especially with this like freak heat wave that hit us.
Oh, yeah. This is, believe me, I'm back. I'm glad I'm here. My kitchen's just hot.
Yeah.
You know, but you just deal with it. Hey, you got a hot caller right there?
I do.
Who do you have?
Mark is curious.
Mark.
He's from Lowell.
Mark, how you doing, Mark?
Oh, not too bad. How are you today?
You need a taco truck down in Lowell, don't you?
Yeah, I could use a taco truck down here. I've been to your place too. I enjoyed the food.
Oh, thank you. You have a question for our chunkiest tacos around?
Yeah, I was curious. Where do they do the prep work, and do they have to have a restaurant permit for that?
Yeah. So the food truck is where we do most of the prep work, and it needs to be certified as a commercial kitchen from the health department, who does all the inspections.
So that's where you marinate all the meat and everything?
That's right. And we do have a commissary that we use for storage as well. And that we signed a contract with the local business to get that put together.
Who's that? Who's that commissary?
Velpo Poorhouse.
Okay.
Yeah, good friends of ours.
Okay, so that's where you like store things.
That's right. Yeah, for big events, we'll buy like large volumes of produce and meat, and we'll store it in their walk-in cooler.
Hey, Mark, do you guys got any food trucks down there in Lowell?
We had one not long ago. I think it was parked over by just south of Route 2, as you know, going into Lowell, but by the other side of Route 2, going toward Grant Park. There was some kind of a truck down there. There used to be a restaurant there, but I don't know. I don't think we have any other food trucks.
Okay. Well, Lowell needs a few food trucks. You guys need to venture down there, maybe.
We were there the past couple weeks, actually. We did the 50th anniversary for the fire department.
Oh, wow.
And private events. We've done several in Lowell.
Mark, you know, their truck has a big monkey on it, doesn't it?
It's a luchador. But we get,
what's a luchador?
It's a wrestler.
Oh, it's a Mexican wrestler. Oh, yeah.
But we get monkey all the time.
Okay. Well, Mark, we're gonna send you out a gift card to Chunky's Taco in from Valparaiso. It's a food truck and a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery.
Yeah, outstanding. My wife and I love looking for the food trucks, and whenever we can find them, we try to go to them.
That sounds great. Thanks for calling
in. Bye.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Back here, 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, WLPR. You're listening to Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. And we also have Chunky's Taco Truck out of, I want to say Valparaiso, but you're at any curbside that you decide to go to. And how do you decide what curb you're going to pull up to?
It depends who asks us.
Oh, is that how it works?
Pretty much.
So you're in Valpo and you want to go to, say, Crown Point, and not a fair, just Crown Point. You have to go to the town and say something to them or apply for a spot? Is that how it works?
Yes. So we would have to work with City Hall and their city planning to make sure that we can park in any public spot. Normally, as long as it's not downtown, they seem to be receptive to the idea. We tried to park downtown Valpo. It went really well for us and everyone seemed to like it, but we are no longer allowed to do so.
Too much congestion, kind of.
Too much traffic?
No, I think it was
the restaurants?
Other businesses that weren't too keen on the idea.
Yeah. Well, folks, call in 769-9577, 769-9577. Just like Mark, get a gift card to Chunky's Taco out of Valparaiso. You guys play music on your truck?
Yes.
Some mariachi music and stuff?
We have a good mix, but sometimes you'll hear us blasting reggaeton or...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Try to fit the Mexican theme a bit. No, but we listen to all sorts of music, honestly, because everyone on the truck gets their chance to play what they like.
Is this the food you kind of grew up with?
Yes. I think my mother's cooking's better, but this is pretty much.
No, Mom, I think he
smart.
Needs. Yeah, he's looking for a good Christmas present. Huh? How about you, Gabby? What kind of food did you grow up with?
Honestly, just a lot of Italian food. Okay. A lot of just American food too, as well. Uh-huh. My mom cooked a lot. And my dad just was the griller.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
So this is all like what you guys are venturing into is kind of newer food. It's newer cuisine for you. You kind of learned.
Yeah, definitely.
What's your favorite part of the job for each of you?
Honestly, interacting with the customers and just seeing how excited people are.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
And for me, it's something I didn't even realize I'd learn, but it's how food really transcends any barriers that people put up.
Oh, yeah.
You eat some good food, and I promise you, you're going to be laughing and joking and having a great time with whoever's around you. And seeing that in action is phenomenal to me.
I'll remember that.
Yeah,
thank
and you know what? Also, avocado vodka.
It's delicious. We'll
make the conversation go just like that, won't it?
I'm sure it would.
How about a second truck? Is that
I was
going to
ask that too, like for public use only or something?
So we definitely do want to have more trucks. And we are the first truck is pretty old. And we'd like to keep it more local. And then we'd have a nicer truck that, you know, is better equipped and planned for, that will do events anywhere in the Midwest almost. Is the plan.
You really want to travel then?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, especially because in Indiana, there aren't that many food trucks like in other states. Mm-hmm. Like Chicago is a huge food truck market.
Yeah. This is just starting. I guess.
I mean, we're tied for, I think, the third oldest truck in the region.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, it's crazy how it happened. I just decided to open a truck, and everyone else did, too.
Yeah. So there's something coming down the line you kind of whispered in my ear, and that's, you're really thinking about a storefront, aren't you?
Yes. We have. It's almost done already.
Really?
Yeah, we're working on finalizing the permits and everything with the city to get it up and running.
Which city are you going to be in?
In Valparaiso.
Where in Valpo?
A block away from the university on Lincoln Way.
Oh, okay. You got the exact address?
Oh, yes.
Okay, tell us.
You're real serious.
1603 East Lincoln Way. Mm. If you drive by right now, you can see some windows and take a peek at the artwork that's on the wall.
And now, how much more are you going to expand your menu?
We're going to add at minimum two more taco options, one being another vegetarian one and one being a pork option. And we want to start experimenting with grilling some of the veggies we use, because caramelized onions has a completely different taste profile, and caramelized serrano peppers are spicier. And we're going to start using that as well as fried cheese to make some more chunky creations.
Yeah.
So what's the atmosphere you're shooting for?
I don't know. Students, this kind of started in this whole idea. Started with having just better food for the students that's available to them, you know, at all times. But I think mostly it's anyone that just wants to try actual Mexican flavors.
So are you going to have waitresses?
We will not. Okay. It'll be a
counter,
quick casual.
Yep.
Yeah. Fast casual.
Yes.
Type of dining.
Yep. And we are going to push for the takeout window.
Okay.
So that
so
you
have a carryout
order
window.
Online. Yeah. The idea is to have place your order online seamlessly with your phone or on your computer, and then it'll text you minutes before your order's ready, and it'll be ready by the time you show up.
Like an app?
No, because we don't think people want to download apps. So it's just going to Chunky's Tacos website. You'll be able to place your order on there. It's all part of the same system that we use.
So what's your target date? Gabby's laughing and he's sighing, so I don't know.
If all goes well, we should be
remember. You just jump in, man. I've done this so many times. Opening plate, you're like, don't hurry up and wait. Just do it.
If all goes well, we'll be doors open by September.
Okay, well that's perfect because the school starts.
Yeah, that's exactly what we wanted to kind of coincide with.
No carry out. You're just gonna. Worry about Grubhub coming around and stuff like that?
I'm going to do that for a while. I'd like to do
because I know on campus, you know how it is. They all want to sit around and just stay in their dorms and drink and then wait for the food.
That's right. So eventually, I think we're going to try to do something like Jimmy John's does, and they just do local deliveries, and they'll just have delivery drivers. But I want to see how the first year goes for us before we start implementing that. One step at a time.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it takes one step at a time. You're biting off a lot right now. So you think the restaurant part's harder than doing the food truck? Is it because you've already done the food truck? Maybe
I think so. So I'm a little biased, but I've had everyone that I've approached and asked questions about opening a restaurant tell me not to do it and to only do the food truck. And then I ask people that already own restaurants if I should do more food trucks, and they tell me don't do food trucks, only do restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like whatever side of the fence you're on, those people want to stay on that side.
Yeah, I just think the food trucks actually a little more physically harder. I mean, they're both hard jobs, but to prep, to load, to drive, to set up, and then you got this health department coming and the city coming in and checking you, and you know that's a lot. Where when you got your own little unit there and you keep it all nice and clean and everyone's in line, and then the health department gets used to you and they know you're doing a good job. To me, it's easier. I that's just me.
Of course, you'll obviously form your own opinion when you.
Yeah.
I'm
looking forward to having more space.
How many? Yeah. Well.
Yeah, and being not having to go out and get a new permit at a new city at a new town every time, right?
So what's good about this is this will be your commissary now.
Correct.
And it'll be your winter job.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
You guys will be working your own now.
Yeah, she's like, oh, yes. Folks, you got about 5 minutes if you want to call in for a gift card from Chunky's Tacos out of Valparaiso. And, gosh, if they give you a good gift card, I mean, Can it be used at the restaurant?
Absolutely. Anything that says Chunky's Tacos will take the gift card.
So you guys, not on the truck, you're not just cash only, are you?
No. We use Square right now.
How do you like Square?
It's pretty neat. It's really, they do a really good job at allowing you to track kind of how you did and what your customer demographics are. And we apparently sell to a lot of early 30-year-olds.
Oh, I can see
more
that.
More than anything.
You know, in the industry, believe it or not, we're always talking about the processor, the person that you swipe your Visa through. People don't realize the amount of money you pay just to use someone's Visa. I see Gabby's face now. Like, if you've seen that bill every month and they charge you, well, Square does it little by little. Mm-hmm. So in the industry, when I'm talking to restaurateurs and now food truck people, we always say, who's your money processor? You know, we're all, and I hear Square and I hear this and that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Square works for you.
For now. We are going to transition into using Toast for the restaurant.
Oh, I didn't ever heard of them either. I'm going to look into that because it is an expense. People out there that are going to do restaurants or a food truck, they don't realize.
It's like for every dollar you earn, they take 10 cents or something? Or
well,
what
put it,
it
this way. I have gift cards. When I load a gift card, it costs me 10 cents to load the gift card. If somebody comes in and wants to know how much is on that gift card and I do a batch inquiry, that's 6 cents. Wow. The gift card costs me a dollar, okay? And then at the end of the month, you're pretty much charged 3 to 5% of all the cards that went through. That could be $1,000 a month that you get a bill for. Yes. So as a restaurateur or a food truck person, that's something that hits you that you don't realize that that's an expense. An expense to get money is an expense.
Right.
You know, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's just how the business rolls. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's like a hidden cost, another little hidden cost that people think, oh, I'm going to open a restaurant and I'll have a Visa machine and I'll get all that money. Well, at the end of the month, sometimes you're giving a lot of money back, aren't you?
Yes, you are.
That's why you see some of these places say, hey, we're not taking credit cards. But you can't do that. Everybody
nowadays
works on credit.
Yeah.
Oh, there's just no way. My first business, we didn't take credit cards. But that was back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Early
90s. I went into a Stockholm place the other day that didn't take credit cards.
Yeah, because it's the cost.
I had cash.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah, you always got cash. I know how you are. Yeah. I see it out of your pockets right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
flush with cash.
So we're down to the last 3 or 4 minutes here. Where can we find you next? In the next week? What's your schedule like?
We're booked up private events this weekend, I believe.
Where's your event tomorrow at?
They're both in Dyer. We have
We
have
that's kind of a trek.
Yeah.
You got to spend more money on gas now.
So we can't like crash the party and come over there and get a taco in Dyer.
Well,
what happens if somebody walks?
Yeah, what if somebody tries to crash your party?
Or just walks up to the truck and says,
"Technically, it's not our party.
It depends
it's
on the host."
Yeah, right.
Yeah, really.
Yes, some hosts are very gracious and they won't care at all because they're paying.
Mm-hmm.
Some, I'm sure.
I come up and I say, "Hey, I'll buy the taco."
I mean, we're okay with that. Again, we just want to cater to the host that
right.
hired us to be there.
So where are you at? Oh, we got a couple minutes left. Where are you going to be at?
26th. Well, 25th private event. 26th, we're in the Urschel Pavilion in Valparaiso. That's
okay.
The Central Plaza. 27th, we're actually in East Chicago at the Marina for
okay.
a car show meet.
Oh, that's cool.
And then the 28th, we're back at Valparaiso Central Plaza for the Front Porch Music Festival.
I've heard of that.
Yeah,
sounds like a good event.
It is.
How do you find out where to go? How do you pick the places?
They almost always pick us.
Oh,
they'll
really?
Just reach out to us through Facebook, which is the best means to contact us. And they'll give us details, and we'll talk back and forth in a bit to make sure it makes sense for both of us. And then we'll lock it into the schedule.
And you're there for a few hours every time.
Yeah, depending on the event, anywhere. It's usually a minimum of 3 hours. Some of these festivals and like fests like us to be there like 7.
Yeah, but that's a lot.
Do you do more than one event per day?
Depending on what it is, we try to, yes.
So we're down to the last couple minutes. I'm going to give you the floor. Eric, tell us what you want the people to hear out there about your Chunky's Tacos.
I just want everyone to know that we are striving to feed everyone completely authentic Mexican flavors with our own unique twists and mixes. And I want people to know that when they eat our food, we made everything from scratch because people are shocked to know that we don't buy these pre-made. We make everything on the truck every day.
How about you, Gabby? I'm sorry.
What
would you like to tell the people out there?
Honestly, just don't be afraid to try us. Like, we're super inviting people. I know that the food truck may maybe a little scary or something that you're not used to, but I think that once you get over that, you kind of see that it's an atmosphere, and it's a lot more inviting than you might initially think.
Well, I want to thank Eric and Gabby from Chunky's Tacos out of Valparaiso. It's a food truck, which is going to open up a restaurant right by the university. Thank you for coming in. It's busy. It's hot. I enjoyed our conversation. And I want to thank everyone for listening to us here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, listening to Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. I want to tell everyone to have a great, safe, try to stay cool weekend. And other than that, I want to just tell everyone, hey, ciao.